I want to start out this segment by playing a clip of then Senator Barack Obama when he was running for president in 2008. In this clip, he's going to promise comprehensive immigration reform and border security as a top priority in his first year as president. So, Russ, if you could go ahead and play clip one, please.
The American people need us to put an end to the petty partisanship that passes for politics in Washington. And they need us to enact comprehensive immigration reform once and for all. They need not, we can't wait 20 years from now to do it. We can't wait 10 years from now to do it. We need to do it by the end of my first term as president of the United States of America. And I will make it a top priority in my first year as president, not only because we have an obligation to secure our borders and get control of who comes in and out of our country, not only because we have to crack down on employers who are abusing undocumented immigrants instead of hiring citizens, but because we have to finally bring undocumented immigrants out of the shadows.
All right, Sam, you know, I think there's a lot of things he said in that speech that are very good. In fact, I almost think that if President Trump were to say those same things, the liberals, progressives, the mainstream media would take it apart and claim that it was, you know, being racist or something. But unfortunately, I do not think that President Obama tried to make comprehensive immigration reform and border security a top priority during his first year of office. In fact, I believe it wasn't until 2012 that he actually enacted DACA. So could you maybe tell our listeners why DACA is unconstitutional and explain why President Trump and his Department of Justice said that they really had to reverse it for legal reasons?
Isaac, I would like to. And if I could, let me interject a thought here, because I think you made a good point. You said what Barack Obama said long ago, if President Trump would have said the same things, what would we see? And I want to bring something here into application, because what Barack Obama said and what Donald Trump said is that they both recognized a problem that faces all Americans, all the citizens know it. But the difference is, what is the goal of immigration reform? What was Barack Obama meaning by what he said? Well, it's evidenced by what he did. And what he said and what he did was he also, other clips could be played, he made a point, if you recall, where he said his goal was to fundamentally change America. And that was including that it wasn't run by old white men. He made those statements. He wanted to change the mix and the culture of America. Well, how do you do that? Well, through immigration. So when Barack Obama said he wants to have immigration reform, he used the right words, but his goal was clearly something totally different than a Donald Trump who says immigration reform is needed because everybody knows it, but I want to make America great again. One diminishes the role of America and our culture as we have known it, Barack Obama. Donald Trump says we have to control immigration or we're going to fundamentally forever change the culture of America so that it's no longer what it used to be. So into that context walks the whole DACA thing. Now, that's when President Obama stepped in, made an executive order to try and make the children of illegal immigrants basically legal. Well, he couldn't do that because immigration laws passed by Congress, so it was an executive order. President Trump has to deal with it because it's a matter of being up in statutory law. And so when the president just a couple weeks ago said we need to deal with this issue, he made it very clear Congress needed to deal with this issue and to make it a statutory, congressionally acted thing, because he said, I don't have the power to actually do it. So you have that circumstance. You've got the children here. Barack Obama said all the way up to 31 years of age. We're going to let them stay if they want. Well, that was not something that he could do. I'm answering your question in a different way. The President Trump has got to deal with it because President Obama did by executive order usurped congressional authority relative to any matter of immigration, which happens to focus on the children who are here by illegal parents, immigrants. But Congress is the one that has to deal with it. That's what President Trump has been appropriately saying. We got a problem. Everybody knows it. But Congress, you've got to deal with it. And he's saying we've got to deal with it so that it makes America great, basically what America used to be, and the immigration law reflecting that. Counter, though, to what Barack Obama was doing, saying, and enacting.
And you know, with that, Sam, I was very disappointed when Barack Obama did not make comprehensive immigration reform. I know a lot of Dreamers and the difficulties that they go through because of what happened. And by putting it in this temporary executive order that every 2 years they have to be declared again, they're not really citizens. They're in no man's land. They're kind of in limbo.